Welcome to Hope's Garden Prayer Podcast, where we pray together in the garden of our hearts with Christ the Bridegroom, Mary, Mystical Rose of God, and the entire communion of saints. May these prayers inspire, encourage, and nourish your garden heart.
Hello, friends of the Bridegroom. Today's episode is a reading from Henry Nouwen on our true home. Home has been such an important theme in my own life and journey and my healing with Jesus the Bridegroom, and it is also an important theme in the ministry of Hope's Garden. So many of us live in homes that are not what God intended, that are not icons of the home that God has prepared for us in heaven. It's really a desire of my heart, a deep desire, to help to restore homes, families, and of course, marriages that are the foundation of our homes. Our homes are meant to be schools of love, as Pope St. John Paul II wrote. The place where we learn what it means to respect our own dignity and to respect the dignity of others. Where we learn what it means to be a human person created in the image and likeness of God who is love. This reading from Henry Nouwen really hits upon some of the topics that are just so near and dear to my own heart and to lessons that the Bridegroom has taught me in my own healing and coming to understand that no matter what our physical house is like, that shelter where we live, whether it truly is a school of love or not, our true home is in heaven. We are on our pilgrimage home, but Christ does not abandon us. He does not leave us orphans on this pilgrimage. He has come to make his home within us. So no matter where we live, we can always return to the home in our hearts, the place where the Holy Trinity dwells deep within our innermost being. And that is our first responsibility, to nurture that home within our hearts, to create a school of love there within ourselves. For from that home, we must go out each day into the houses where we live, into our parishes, our workplaces, our schools. And if we carry a home within us where the Holy Trinity dwells, where love dwells, then we will bring love into all those other places in which we inhabit during the day. I hope that this reading touches your hearts as it has touched mine again and again. From Henry Nouwen, God's home in us. God so much desired to fulfill our deepest yearning for a home that God decided to build a home in us. Thus, we can remain fully human and still have our home in God. In this new home, the distinction between distance and closeness no longer exists. God, who is furthest away, came closest by taking on our mortal humanity. Thus, God overcomes all distinctions between distant and close and offers us an intimacy in which we can be most ourselves when most like God. To those who are tortured by inner or outer fear and who desperately look for the house of love where they can find the intimacy their hearts desire, Jesus says, "You have a home. I am your home. Claim me as your home. You will find it to be the intimate place where I have found my home. It is right where you are, in your inmost being, in your heart. The more attentive we are to such words, the more we realize that we do not have to go far to find what we are searching for. The tragedy is that we are so possessed by fear that we do not trust our innermost self as an intimate place, but anxiously wander around, hoping to find it where we are not. We try to find that intimate place in knowledge, competence, notoriety, success, friends, sensations, pleasure, dreams, or artificially induced states of consciousness. Thus, we become strangers to ourselves, people who have an address but are never home, and hence can never be addressed by the true voice of love. Discipline in the spiritual life means a gradual process of coming home to where we belong and listening there to the voice that desires our attention. It is the voice of the first love. St. John writes, "We are to love because God loved us first." It is this first love that offers us the intimate place where we can dwell in safety. The first love says, "You are loved long before other people can love you or you can love others. You are accepted long before you can accept others or receive their acceptance. You are safe long before you can offer or receive safety." Home is the place where that first love dwells and speaks gently to us. It requires discipline to come home and listen, especially when our fears are so noisy that they keep driving us outside of ourselves. But when we grasp the truth that we already have a home, we may at last have the strength to unmask the illusions created by our fears and continue to return again and again and again. Conversion, then, means coming home, and prayer is seeking our home where the Lord has built a home, in the intimacy of our own hearts. Prayer is the most concrete way to make our home in God. Dear Jesus, we ask for the grace, for the strength, and the courage to find our true home with you in the depths of our own hearts. Lord, we ask you to free us from the fear of intimacy, from the fear of being still, from the fear of looking deeply into our own hearts. We fear the misery and the pain we will find there, Lord, and we forget that right in that misery is where we will meet your mercy. We ask you, Lord, to lead us gently back home to where you dwell in our own hearts. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let Jesus love you into full bloom. Together let us be one.